I wish you were pretty much good in that good old freshman. The whole year, you bought it real good, and I believe your feet, you get all that off of the bone. I don't know, it's made out of the thorny parts of the hole, because my mother-in-law used to make it all the time. And then she put it in a bowl, and she put garlic in it, and all the ingredients. And then she turned a plate over it and put an iron on top of it and press it, you know, and you could just turn it out. And, you know, it was really good. But I forgot what other parts in the hole that you had to put in it, but I know you put ears on the ears for one. I can't remember what else about the hole you would put.
Okay, fine.
But well, one thing is good.
I'm interested to hear that. I've never heard how it was made.
Yeah.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Cherry. See? Right here.
And what about the center of a peach?
Peach seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a... I don't know. I know a clear seed peach,
uh-huh,
because it turns loose. But I don't know the name of a peach. It's not clear seed. I don't know what a peach.
Would it be clean or clinstone or plum peach or press peach?
Yeah, plum peach, I guess. Yeah. I guess.
Okay, what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Yes, say beans that don't have to be shelled. Beans? Well, you can shell beans too, but if you get ready to snap them, sometimes some of that hard you shell, you know, too hard to snap the shell.
Uh-huh. What kinds are those that don't have to be?
Kentucky ones, I guess.
Pardon me?
Kentucky one. You mean it don't have to be shelled?
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky ones. For one.
Mm-hmm. What are those like? I've never heard of those.
They're just really long beans. They're real long.
Are they green?
Green. Mm-hmm. You see, you just break them.
Kentucky Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's... What are some that do have to be shelled?
Well, peas. You have shelled peas. That's almost like a bean. But you shell them.
What about butter beans or lima beans?
Butter beans, you shell butter beans and lima beans.
Okay, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
The tops. Apple colors are green.
Okay.
Cherry.
And what do you call
Pardon? Yeah, I'm going to get to miss my story. You going through all that book.
Oh, we're going to do something. What am I interrupting?
My good old story.
On television? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's go a little more. Be quiet, Tiny.
What do you call corn that's just shucked and eaten?
Roasting ears.
Okay, I'll try to go fast, okay? What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just goes along the ground?
Smaller than a squirrel. That's tiny. A rat.
Okay, or would you ever call it a grinny or a chipmunk or grouse?
Chipmunk is what I was trying to remember.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad?
Let's see, what you call them things? We call them polecats, but they got a proper name in that.
Polecat's a good name for them. And what do you call a little creature about? It can be from this big to this big, that hops along the ground. Some of them live in the water and some on land. I'm thinking of one that hops.
Frog.
Yeah. What are some kinds that live in water?
Bullfrog. Mm-hmm. Bullfrogs live in water.
Mm-hmm. What about on land?
Unless they're dry land frogs, they live on land.